You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gino Benelli. And that video has nearly 1 million views. Nearly 1 million views on Twitter. Absolutely hysterical. Gino actually joins us this morning on the show. Gino, you survived another night.
I made it. Night two in New York is complete. We're good.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the show. I have had that experience before where you check in and you're like, oh my God, this does not feel safe at all. So you sleep with one eye open. How many hours of sleep did you get?
It was pretty patchy, and there was a light right outside my window. So every time somebody would walk by my room, I would see this like dark shadow move across my window, and I just was like, I did not sleep well. But so it gave me a chance to get up and go to the course a little bit earlier than normal. I had to go get my COVID test prior to heading out there. But I made it and made for some great content, apparently.
Are you surprised at how viral it went, nearly 1 million views?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked. I texted the video to a couple of my buddies before I put it on Twitter. I was like, is this funny? And one of my buddies like, yeah, you have to post that. So it kind of blew up.
My favorite part about the video is not actually the blood spatter or not actually the bullet holes. It is the sink. Because
that was mine too, actually.
Well, it is the most remarkable thing. For people that haven't seen the video, the sink is falling off of the side of the wall. So they have taken a shower rod and propped up the sink with a shower rod that is not stable at all. You could kick it out. So the sink is balancing on a shower rod.
Well, I didn't even notice it at first. I went in and just had dinner. I brushed my teeth and was kind of getting ready for bed. And I just grabbed the sink to turn the water on and the whole thing moved. And that's when I started looking at it. I thought, this is incredible. I've got to take a video of this place.
So sometimes at places like that, you lay in the bed and you're like, you know, I'm going to sleep on top of the covers.
Yes,
did you go inside the covers?
Well, I got out my flashlight on my phone and I gave it a really thorough inspection to make sure there was nothing crawling in the sheets. I did sleep fully dressed, but I did get under the covers. I left my socks on and my shoes in close proximity because
nice.
I thought I might have to make a quick escape out of there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure.
You must have been so bummed with your Airbnb canceled.
I was. And so last year at the PGA Championship in Long Island, the same thing happened to me, and I was so angry. And my first thought was they're renting it to somebody else for a higher price out from under me. And I'm a pretty handy guy around home. I do a lot of construction. So the Airbnb gal called me, and she's like, I'm sorry, there's been an emergency. You can't come. And I'm like, well, I will fix it then. I will personally fix it and not charge you anything. You just take care of the material. I'm like, there's no emergency that I can't take care of. And she kind of backpedaled, and she's like, well, give me 24 hours then, and let me see if I can get you taken care of. So I don't know what exactly the situation was, but I am here in the original Airbnb as we speak.
Gino Benelli joins us, PGA Tour golf caddy, as we set up for this U.S. Open this weekend. So did the guy you're caddying for say, hey, Gino, you can stay with me, man. You can crash on the floor of my hotel.
Well, after I posted the video, he called me. He's like, what are you doing? Come over to my place. And I'm like, well, it's too late now. I'm already here. I've already paid. So I in hindsight, I probably still should have gone, but I stuck it out. I got a story to tell out of it.
That's for sure. So let me ask you, what is what's the greatest skill set a great caddy needs going into a major like the U.S. Open?
Oh, that's a great question. I think a lot of it just depends on the player you're working for and what they require out of you, because each player is a little bit different. You know, with my guy, for instance, we like to keep it light out there. And as you can probably tell from my video, I'm pretty good at keeping it light. Mm-hmm. But the preparation, all caddies need to know what they're dealing with out there as far as where to miss it. The green complexes around where you can hit it and have a ball turn around and come back to, lines off the tee, where penalty strokes are in every hole. And other than that, it's mostly about knowing your guy and their tendencies and just kind of help lead them around the golf course.
So there's coaching involved as well. It's not just picking out the right club or strategy. It is making sure that your golfer is actually feeling kind of comfortable, keep it lighthearted, don't let it get too stressful.
Yes, absolutely. And Joel and I do a really good job at that. He has his own swing coach that travels occasionally. But I've seen him hit more golf balls than probably anybody on the planet. So when things are going awry, I am able to, help him out a little bit and get him back on course.
What's the schedule like? How early do you guys have to get to the course on a day like a major or really any golf tournament?
So this week, all the players actually have to sign up for their tee times electronically on their website. I think we tee off at noon today, so I'll probably get out there around 9:30, grab some breakfast, and I might walk a quick 9 holes before we play. And then, we try not to do anything too crazy this week with over preparation. We played 9 holes yesterday and then walked another 9. We'll play 9 today and then walk the other 9 as well. So nothing outlandish, but still feel like we're pretty prepared when it's go time tomorrow morning.
You're working in partnership with Arnold Palmer Spiked Drinks, and this is pretty cool because Arnold Palmer Spiked is real iced tea, real lemonade, and a splash of a little bit of alcohol in there, which is what you need for an Arnold Palmer, obviously, when you really want to make it work. And listeners have a chance for a virtual video session with caddies like yourself that's usually only available to the pros. So how can our listeners get involved in kind of having a session with you or one of the other caddies?
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, consumers can go to arnoldpalmerspike.com/virtualcaddy for a chance to win a virtual lesson, if you will, with myself or one of four other caddies. Brand has enlisted all the other caddies have won a PGA Tour event, excluding myself. So hopefully for their sake, they get one of the other guys. But no, we'll be able to help out, with course strategy, maybe give a lesson here and there, kind of whatever's needed, and regardless of what the skill level is. So hopefully we'll be able to help some people out.
ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/virtualcaddy is a place where you can go and check it out. ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/virtualcaddy. You could put a lot of things in an Arnold Palmer. There's a lot of different things that could work. A little splash of bourbon could work. A little vodka could work. Do you have a preference for what you splash into the Arnold Palmer?
Yes. With the Arnold Palmer, I'm a vodka guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my go-to. In fact, I probably drank a few too many of those in college. But, good stuff. I'm excited for it.
You know what's going to really help you sleep well this week in the middle of a murder hotel? That would be an Arnold Palmer
sure.
Spiked lemonade.
Might need two strong ones. For sure.
Very cool. Gino, appreciate you having us jumping on the show and finding some time for us. Good luck this weekend, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks, DA. Appreciate you having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.